There's a new typhoon barreling down on Japan, and as it does, the scale of destruction from massive Typhoon Mangkhut, which recently raked the Philippines, is becoming clear. NPR's Julie McCarthy journeyed to the remotest reaches of Luzon Island and discovered sturdy survivors in a ravaged paradise.
Northern Cagayan Province juts like a shoulder into the sapphire blue Pacific. We drove 12 hours to reach this coastal province that lay directly in the path of Typhoon Mangkhut as it rolled over the country's biggest island. To survey the damage from the sky, the Philippine Air Force invites us aboard. As they fly aid sorties to isolated communities not accessible by land, the chopper glides over flattened cornfields and crumpled wooden houses. The residents who hail from the original inhabitants of Luzon slowly emerge beside lacerated palm trees. Tucked between the sea and the Sierra Madre mountain range, Eusebio Ignacio says they were trapped.
Wala naman kaming pupuntahan dyan sa banta, sa bundok.
There was nowhere to go. If we had tried to leave, we could have died, he says. No one did die, nor is there rancor. People express gratitude for the rations of rice and pork and beans. Without irony, one fisherman says, we're tired of eating lobster and holds a small bag of them to sell. Heading for the next drop, we bank sharply through mountains where landslides have cut off entire villages. Most of the 166 people who died in the typhoon were victims of landslides. People here described the storm as eerie, especially, says 69-year-old Bernardo Lagua, the wind.
Marinig namin lahat, mga tunog ng bato.
It sounded like stones crushing around us and felt like the earth was giving way. Earth movers still clear debris. Driving toward the worst-hit city of Bagao, the full scale of the disaster comes into view. Miles of electric poles downed, palm trees shredded. Mayor Leonardo Patung says 13,000 homes were partially or totally destroyed. Power is so impaired in this farming community, he says it won't be fully back until November.
As of now, kailangan namin mga pagkain.
We need food, clothing, and most of all, he says, construction materials. Lorna Asuncion lost nearly everything and is desperate to rebuild. The night the typhoon hit, Lorna took shelter at her mother's next door.
Tapos yung asawa ko naman, ma'am, lumipat naman dyan, ma'am, nung pumunta daw dito, nung...
She says at 3 in the morning, her husband braved the storm to check on their house.
Pero tignan sana yung bahay namin, ma'am, eh.
As he opened the front door, she says the house blew apart. The door was yanked from its hinges and got caught on his backpack. He cut the door off his back, she says, with a knife he carries in his waist. Lorna stoops over a wash bin. Her chores endless now that her house has been leveled. What's left of it, wooden planks, mangled metal sheets, are piled nearby. A black tarp, donated by Save the Children, is all the protection her family of four has from the elements now. Lorna looks forlorn, contemplating how to rebuild and how to recoup the $3,600 worth of corn crops they lost, half a year's earnings.
Wala naman binigay sa akin, ma'am.
We received no food aid, Lorna says sadly. She carefully cooks a single cup of rice to feed her family of four. I hope the truth about our dire situation comes out, she says. But all we can do is keep working to put food on the table. Lorna's circumstances are repeated throughout this storm-tossed region. More than 51,000 families have suffered damage to their homes. Farmers are teetering from $250 million in ruined crops. The mayor of Bagao, Leonardo Patung, says the response has been measly.
Disappointed kasi...
I'm very disappointed, he says. The help I expected did not arrive. We hope the promises made will still be delivered, he says. The Philippines is vulnerable because it is poor. Natural calamities compound the suffering of the poorest. The mayor says the typhoon could push people deeper into poverty and could take years to recover. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Bugao, Philippines.